Nicholas Bray here. The Wii. What else is there to say? It was a revolution. Like it or not, the Wii did introduce the idea of new types of control inputs, such as motion and IR pointing, into the video game world. And that is something pretty much every other company has now ventured into. On the games front, the Wii was a fun machine and had many great games. Wii Sports was a ton of fun, and Super Mario Galaxy showed the world that Nintendo hadn't lost any of their hardcore design instincts, releasing a game that displayed a great amount of creativity in design. So, goodbye Wii. Many of your top games will go down as some of the greatest in history.
Hey, and welcome to the Wii U extravaganza.
On board the hype train, motherfuckers!
Wii U hype train!
Choo-choo!
Choo-choo, motherfucker. So at this point, you are either listening to this like a day before the Wii U comes out, or you're listening to this after you already have the system.
Maybe you're listening to it while you're in line waiting to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, that would be optimal.
Maybe you're playing it on your Wii U browser.
Okay, here's what you do. Is that if you're waiting online right now, turn around and punch the person in the face behind you. It'll make the time pass a lot faster.
In the back of a cop car.
Hey, likewise, if you get punched in line right now, you can say, hey, you're a connectivity listener.
Well, let's start with as far as our launch plans in general. Is anyone going to camp?
Why don't you introduce who's here first?
We've got fucking everybody. Like, this is mayhem. I'm Neil. We've got pretty much the main connectivity crew. I'm probably missing someone who will feel like a shithead for forgetting. But we've got a Scott.
Hello.
We've got a Mike.
Hey.
We've got a Patrick.
Hi.
We've got a Zach. And we've got an Andy.
My baby is sleeping.
Yay.
And Neil, actually, before we get rolling, I have something I need you to do. Hopefully everything is in place here. But take a look underneath your computer chair, if you could. Like, the bottom of it. Like, flip it over, maybe.
I want to hear this on the mic. Flip that shit over.
Russell.
There's nothing.
I thought that might happen. Is Lauren home?
No.
Okay. See,
plans went so well.
It's okay.
Oh shit!
We're just tank. We're just gonna do it, and It'll arrive while we're recording. Oh well.
Perfect. Yeah, no, she's late at work.
What was supposed to be on the bottom of your chair was actually a check from everyone here at NWR, providing you with the funds necessary to purchase.
What
a
the
Wii U.
Fuck?
Yeah, we know you recently lost your job, and so money's tight, of course, and you do tireless work for the site, and we just wanted to show our appreciation. So when Lauren gets home, you will have a check for $380, enough for a Wii U and half a game. So.
And tax.
Or really just tax.
Well, yeah.
Dude, fuck Jersey in that regard.
So there you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
When Lauren gets home, thank her for us.
Yeah.
For those of you at home who don't realize, what Neil does at NWR is not just akin to a second full-time job. It's probably more than that. The dude puts in more hours than anybody could reasonably expect for a job that does not come with a paycheck. So it's the least we could do as a staff to acknowledge that you should get something in return from time to time.
Thank you. Yeah. Holy shit. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. There you go. I guess it didn't work out quite as planned.
You can blame Lauren's job for that. She should get a different one.
Yeah, well, I was actually in text communication with her today, and she was like, yeah, I've got a meeting, but I should be home by like 8 o'clock, so it'll be fine. And then I just texted her, and I was like, is everything good to go? And then I didn't get a reply, and I was like, yeah, everything's probably not ready to go. So I was going to like, I thought about like discreetly being like, hey, Neil, is Lauren watching Frasier loudly in the background? And then you're like, she's not home yet. I'm like, okay, abort. But oh well. So there you go.
We're hoping your hype level just raised about 10 to 15% minimum.
And I went to Target earlier today because I wanted to make sure that I would actually get my pre-order. And this guy, unlike the other guy, who was just like, well, if you got the pre-order, then you're good. But you probably want to get here early. because we might run out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
what?
Me? Really?
Which one is it?
It's at Target.
No, which one is it? Are you good or should you get
should
there
be
early?
Good. I
he
should
told
be
you
good.
Both.
No, because I asked the second guy who seemed to be more of a manager type, and he was like, yeah, it'll be in the back. Like, if you got the pre-order thing, you're good.
Isn't the entire purpose of a pre-order so that they know,
yeah.
Like, so they can control this kind of thing before it gets out of hand?
What's the point of a pre-order? They took one too many pre-orders, though.
Yeah.
They should be conservative.
That up every time.
I mean, I've been scouting a little bit because my brother has showed interest in trying to get one, so I've been like, well, maybe we can see if there's a midnight launch somewhere. And there is one at a Best Buy. Best Buy's having, like, sparing midnight launches.
Yeah,
it seems like they're the only place outside of, like, Nintendo World Store that's really doing a midnight launch.
Yeah, really? GameStop's
but
not.
They're
at
only
least
doing
my
it, like,
not.
I mean, most people probably don't realize how densely populated New Jersey is. But there's, I would say, conservative estimate, there's probably, like, fucking 40 Best Buys in here, and only two of them are doing midnight launches.
Wow.
I really wonder if this is a response to, like, the people who got trampled to death when they were getting a PlayStation 3 at launch.
I think it's partly that, and also it's a Sunday.
It's always a Sunday.
A lot of the console launches have been Sundays.
Wii was a Sunday, and everything was – well, I guess not everything was a midnight launch. Walmart did midnight. Walmart will always do midnight because they're
open. Yeah, because they're 24 hours.
But GameStop did midnight launches on
– because I did not pre-order. I was, you know, holding out on the mythical Amazon.com to
find
pre-orders.
I guess here in the metropolis of Iowa, Best Buy did not do Wii midnight launches in 2006. They did like 8 a.m.
Early
launches.
Same here.
Which
they opened early for a Sunday, but...
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm ultimately kind of okay with getting it at Target, because Target opens up way earlier. I think they open up at 8 compared to, you know, your GameStops and your Best Buy's 9 or 10 on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goal is I'm going to go to a Walmart at like... I have a birthday party to go to, so I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to go to that Walmart probably at, like, 11 or 11:30, and I'm just going to see, like, hey, if I can get one and only wait in line for 30 minutes, great. But if not, then I still have plenty of time to go line up somewhere else.
Yeah. I liked talking to site owner Billy Berghammer about his plans for getting it, and he I think he was, like, going to someone's birthday party as well in Seattle, and then on his way back to his apartment, which he was going to walk to, he was going to stop at GameStop at midnight and then go home while drunk. But GameStops aren't doing midnight launches, so he can't do it.
I was really surprised to hear that GameStop wasn't doing a midnight launch, especially
it's
mine,
really
which
weird.
Is in a mall. They, I talked to my GameStop, and they said they're going to bring in extra security to walk people to their car the next morning, like maybe an hour or two before the store actually opens. But if they're going to bring in extra security, there's no reason they can't do it at midnight.
Yeah.
Well, they'd have to pay for more security, and they'd probably have to pay overtime since the guys are working at midnight.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, they told me that the guy told me he'd heard stories of people who will just camp outside of the mall and just take the system and run once people are leaving with it. So
yeah.
I'll be walked to my car after I get my my system on Sunday. Although I am happy to report that despite the fact that my GameStop could not guarantee me one, even though I pre-ordered the very day they were available, they are now changing their tune and have told me I will be getting one. They had they first told me that it depended on how many games I pre-ordered, which I found
absurd.
To be absurd. So I threw $5 on Mario and Lego, even though I wasn't sure I was getting either of them. But I'm hoping they can convert my Mario pre-order to download codes, or I'm going to tell them to kill the pre-order and I'll just get 3 eShop cards.
Now, you mentioned the download thing. I kind of have realized as I've been thinking about, you know, with storage space being, you know, Nintendo-y on the new system, and I just don't really care about digital purchases on the Wii U. Because
want that 10%
it's not like,
back, though. That 10%.
Yeah, I mean, the 10% back's kind of good. I guess that's kind of the only motivating factor, because on the 3DS, a lot of it's that then I don't need to carry the cartridge around. Like, I mean, okay, actually.
It's a big incentive there, yeah.
I can see the possibility. I actually was contemplating this as I started a new job this week, where I was like, maybe next week I can just bring the Wii U and plug it in somewhere, and then on my lunch play on the gamepad.
Nice.
I can't.
Oh, that's diabolical.
I think you are underestimating how lazy I am with wanting to get up and change discs.
Yeah.
Also, I had to place my Lord of the Rings trilogy book set in front of my Xbox 360 so my daughter wouldn't turn the system on and off, which makes it hard to get to the disc tray.
Yeah.
So I may have to do the same with my Wii U. So I'm going to purchase at least Mario digitally. I don't anticipate I'll buy a lot of full $60 games digitally, but just the ones I have no intention of ever selling again.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing for me on 3DS, yeah. where I bought Layton and I have Mario and Crosswords Plus. Those are my only. And I got Mario Kart because I did. I sold my retail copy to Nate.
Yeah, that's something I would get on a digital platform. I would have gotten it on 3DS if it was available on day one digitally.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be camping out at Old Navy on the night before Black Friday, trying to get a free copy of New Super Mario Bros.
Worth it
because I want it. But I don't want it that much, and I always end up buying clothes for people for Christmas anyway. So I may as well just pick up some clothes at Old Navy and get a free video game.
That's really tempting. I wonder how early I'll have to get there.
They did something like this a couple years ago. I want to say maybe it was even last year with a different Nintendo game. I know it was a Nintendo game. They were selling Wii stuff at Old Navy for Christmas, and yeah, we got there. They were opening at like 8 or 7 or something, and we got there, and we didn't have enough time. Or it might have been Rock Band, even. Yeah, it was Lego Rock Band. And we didn't get there in time, but this time they're opening at midnight, so I think I could. I don't think that many people are going to be lined up outside of an Old Navy to get a video game for a console they probably don't own.
Yeah.
That's my only hope.
The
flyer said, the Black Friday ad said they're opening at midnight. Yeah.
All stores?
I think so. So I don't know. I mean, I can stay up till midnight. It's not a problem. Like,
I saw something at Cheap Ass Gamer that now Thanksgiving's being called Brown Thursday. What the fuck, really? I don't know if that was a joke or not. I didn't look too much into it. But after my experience last Black Friday, I'm just going to stay indoors, and I have a new console to play, so I'll just do that. I went with a friend of mine. My friend was trying to get a TV, and I was just like, "Okay, yeah, what the fuck, let's go." And it was just the worst experience I've ever dealt with ever.
Yeah, if you can't go to a big box electronics kind of place on Black Friday, I mean, if you do, go in the afternoon. They still have good deals. You won't get the doorbuster, but you know what? You also didn't put in all that time sitting out in the freezing cold to get like an extra $100 off a TV. Like, my time is worth 8 hours of my time waiting in line I think that's worth $100.
Yeah. So how do we feel about Nintendo's launch lineup? Well, at least, I mean, not all the games, just the four that Nintendo was publishing day one, which Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Bros. U, Ninja Gaiden, and Sing Party.
Ninja Gaiden and Sing Party are Nintendo published games? I did not know that.
Yep. I mean, Ninja Gaiden, Razor's Edge is a Nintendo published game, and Sing Party is developed by the guys that did DJ Hero, but it's published by Nintendo.
So weird.
Yeah.
I don't think of that as a Nintendo game. I think of it as an Xbox game.
I think this is going to all depend if you're a half glass full glass half full or glass half empty kind of guy.
It's kind of half of something.
Nintendo's lineup itself is all right. I mean, they've got Mario at launch, but it's not a real Mario game. I mean, it's a real Mario game, but it's not.
It's not a groundbreaking.
It's not the
Mario
same
game.
As like, yeah, it's not like Mario 64 or some shit. No, it's more like, I guess it's almost very akin to Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo in numerous ways.
I mean, honestly, like, there's not a single game at launch amongst the entire lineup that has me like salivating or anything. I'm excited about new hardware.
Yeah.
Like that new hardware in and of itself is getting me excited. I'm gonna play and I'm going to enjoy Mario and Nintendo Land, maybe. I need to figure out who I can find in the area to like come over and play it with me, because I don't think my wife will give a shit.
The one thing that I keep on coming back to on Nintendo Land is that I think about it as a single player game, and I'm just kind of like, that'll be fun for like 3 hours tops. And then I think about it as a multiplayer game, and I think that's the kind of thing I could be playing for like years, because it's that damn fun whenever I've played it with, you know, some of you, well, I guess only Patrick, because Zach's a stick in the mud. With Patrick and E3.
I don't have friends.
Well, no, I'm talking about E3, dude. Like, we had a chance. You had a chance to play with your buddies, and you were just like, I'm going to play Batman. And then, like, the Wii U experience events and New York Comic Con and the Wii U preview event back in September, playing that with, like, friends and stuff is so much fun. And being able to actually play more than one level of Metroid or Pikmin, like, that'll be a lot of fun in Nintendo Land, because I played those demos several times and it's just the same fucking level over and over again.
I think the main reason I'm excited for Nintendo Land is just because it'll give me lots of different things to do with my system while I'm waiting for
that's
one game
the most
I'm really
exciting
looking
forward
to. I'm pretty excited.
Like, Wii Sports had basically like 3 or 4 games that I really wanted to put more than a few minutes into. And now I get, you know, potentially 12.
Yeah.
And I feel like the games on Nintendo Land, at least the ones that you really latch onto, are, I think, for a gamer, they're definitely better than something like Wii Sports, where, you know, even if there's 12 attractions, even if I like four of them, if I think four of them are really good, and I can sink my time into those, well, you know what? I mean, that's four games that I basically got, I mean, for free with the, assuming you got the deluxe pack. I don't know. I mean, I see people on NeoGAF are like, I'm going to buy the core pack because even though I want Nintendo Land, the black controller is going to pick up too many fingerprints.
Oh, I don't care
like,
about that.
Really, dude? It's worth that much money to you to not get fingerprints on your controller? Like, wow.
I mean, on Nintendo Land, I think at this point, I think I've either played like two-thirds or three-quarters of what's there. And there definitely seems like there's going to be some duds. Like, Takamaru's Ninja Castle looks like it's dog shit.
Yeah, that looks dumb.
But stuff like the Metroid game, the Pikmin game, a lot of the Pac-Man-verse iterations, like, that stuff, I think it's going to have legs. And I think it'll go into that multiplayer rotation. And I still think that Nintendo Land will be seen as a complete smashing success for individual people in groups if they're still playing it, like, this time next year.
Can I tell you what my actual, like, most excited feature I am for the Wii U right now? It's the ability to have my Hulu and Netflix content libraries
tied
to one search screen. I don't have
cable. Tied to like, one search. We talked about that on one of the other segments about how it's a
pain
to search on the Xbox.
You mentioned it on, I think, last week's episode. Like, you don't have cable. I'm the same way.
Same here.
Netflix and Hulu are my entire source of entertainment. So having to being able to search through the libraries on one interface, I'm really excited about that. I think that's fantastic.
This thing may usurp my Apple TV as the go-to media hub for streaming. I own a lot of iTunes content because I have the Apple TV. So we don't have cable. So I just new Doctor Who season starting. I'll just buy the season pass on iTunes. Now I own it forever, and I get them the day after they air. Like brilliant, but so I'll still watch all that stuff there. But if the unified search across that, and I also have Amazon Instant Video because I have Amazon Prime. I never use it, but if there happens to be something there, I would never find it. I would never go to the Amazon Video app on my PlayStation or my Xbox to try and find something to watch there because 90-something percent of the content is on Hulu or Netflix.
I mean, my thing is
but if I'm just searching for something and it shows up and it's only on Amazon, well, now I found it.
I have a very real like application of how this search can be even more beneficial. Currently, I've been watching Parks and Rec, and I got to the end of what was on Netflix, and it would be so great if I could just easily transition to watching it on Hulu, but because I need to catch up with the new season. But, I mean, it is the kind of thing where I'm stupid excited for that. I remember even just the Netflix app that they showed off at E3, where it was just like, you can seamlessly go from watching it on the TV to watching it on your gamepad. Like, that shit blew my mind, and now it's all going to be integrated.
That's right. I remember your video on YouTube where you were like exploring that for the first time, and you were genuinely excited about
it. Like, I mean, that was not bullshit. I was exhausted, but that was not bullshit. I mean, that's really cool to me.
I'm bummed, and I think Annie may be in the same boat, but I'm bummed that I don't have cable, and this thing has a really cool interface for watching college football, where you can talk to people and see like the drive summary and all this cool stuff, and I don't have cable.
However,
I want to get cable to do that.
You might still be able to see the sports stuff. It depends on where they're pulling it from, which back...
Yeah, I might be able to pull
back
it up
at
without the
event,
game in the background.
When we were talking to people about Nintendo TV when it was revealed, a lot of it was like, we're not... Like, I mean, we're definitely going to have the college football stuff, but we're not sure what other sports are going to be in place at launch. Like,
if that's the only one that matters, the NFL,
I'm excited because that'll also work because Sunday the Packers play, and I'd rather play Wii U. So maybe I can just, like, play Wii U and then have the Packers game on the gamepad, and then I'll just die and be happy.
We know if the browser supports Flash.
Yeah.
Does it? Because if it supports Flash, then
there are places where one can watch. I know the browser doesn't support Flash. I think it only
What I'll probably do is pull the game up on my iPad or my computer, and then just – if it works, if it lets me do that, I can just use the Wii U gamepad as kind of like a chat pad for college football.
Excellent.
Hey, Wii. It's Nate. I know we don't talk hardly as often as we should, and I'm sorry the last thing I put in you was Manhunt 2, but I just wanted to leave a message. Let you know that this weird on-off relationship of ours doesn't need to taper off just because of the Wii U. If anything, the release of a new console should bring back memories of the good times we shared, like Super Mario Galaxy, or when I flung a Wii remote into the wall. And there are so many things left for us to do, the Untouched Metroid Prime Trilogy, Rhythm Heaven, the copy of the last story I stole for you. What I'm saying is, I'm not ready to just cast you aside, so call me. I'll wipe off that dust, and we'll go on some adventures.
Hi there, this is NWR Japan correspondent Danny Bivens, editor and host of the Famicast. It's hard to believe that the Wii is, well, going to be officially dead here with the Wii U coming out. I had a lot of fun with the Wii. I remember tons of times just sitting around with my family and friends back home in America. Wii Sports, all that type of stuff. It's just a really, really fun console. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of crap that we can say about the Wii that's, you know, shortcomings and all that stuff. But overall, I've really enjoyed the console. It's had a ton of great games, and I'm really looking forward to see what Nintendo could do with the Wii U in the future.
So what other games are people getting at launch? I think for me, I mean, definitely Nintendo Land and New Super Mario Bros. U, just kind of eyeballing the list. How do we all...
Is the Lego game out at launch?
No.
No.
Okay, because that's one I'm very interested in.
I think at best, that'll be late.
I don't know.
I think that'll be early January.
I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
I think it looks pretty great.
If it gets good reviews, like if people say it's good, then I really want to play it. I mean, if it turns out to be crap, I'm not going to buy it.
I'm very worried about it. Everything that I've seen with the game, like not trailers, like gameplay in motion, kind of doesn't look that great. And the E3 demos were pretty atrocious, like to the point where the E3 demos were more or less hidden. They were in a press-only area, yeah. And there was one TV with the game on it. And the fact that it seems like that game's the next big Nintendo release after launch kind of worries me. Like, I mean, the Wonderful 101 looked like it was more polished than the Lego game.
Well, they'll have at least 6 months since E3 to put development time into it. So, and they've probably spent a lot of time building that world, so maybe now they've just spent the last 6 months hammering out bugs.
Also, the last game that team developed before they worked on the Lego City game, or I guess part of that team worked on Spy Hunter for 3DS, which was awful. No. Damn you, TT Fusion.
I will hold out hope. I hope it's good. But
how do we all feel about Zombie U? For me, I think I'm definitely getting it. I know, Andy, you're going to be reviewing it, so that's cool.
I'm getting it pending Andy's review.
I'm in on day one regardless. I think that game's going to be really, really cool, and everything that I've kind of heard from people who have been playing it, like first impressions, has been that it's really that damn cool.
My budget's been pretty shrunk down, but before that happened, I was planning on getting Mario and Zombie U. I'm still hoping to get Mario, but at this point, it kind of depends on on how things are looking specifically on Sunday. But Zombie U looks great. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know anything about like the campaign of Zombie U. I like survival horror games. I like single player first person shooters, so I think it'll be fun. I'm kind of hoping that it doesn't have sort of that Red Steel stink, but yeah, we'll see. I think it looks fun. I'm not tired of zombies yet. I think I might be the last one, but I'm not tired of zombies yet.
The best news about Zombie U is that it's been in development for a long time.
Killer
Freak. I mean, it was at 2 E3s ago, so, I mean, even though they radically changed it, the core engine is still there, so they've put a lot of work into this game, a lot more than I think they put into Red Steel.
Even a lot of the gameplay ideas have been there since the start. They just kind of made more of a survival horror slant instead of a regular first-person shooter. I've heard that it has a similar pacing to the original Resident Evil, which could be really, really awesome. We don't really see a lot of games like that anymore.
Plus, I feel like leading up to Red Steel's release, all the previews were kind of like, this is cool, they just need to iron out a few things and then it'll be good, and those things never
got ironed
out.
Zombie U's been done for a month and a half. It was
September. Exactly, and you never hear those things about Zombie U.
Yeah, if it had stuff that needed fixing on it, they wouldn't have made the Gold Master 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago.
Right.
Yeah, this game is, though, it's high on my, like, I want this game, and Christmas is right around the corner, so maybe I'll try and hold out till Christmas.
This one for me was like a shoe-in for months, basically. I mean, since we knew it existed, since E3. And then in the last week, it really depends on my budget. I'd like to get both, but Black Ops 2 has kind of overtaken it in priority for me just because I'm so excited to get to play a game online with, like, readers at NWR and the staff and everything. Like, that Black Ops 2 is basically the big online multiplayer game that's going to come out at launch, and I'm very, very excited to get to do that.
So you and John.
What's that?
Yeah, you and Linda.
So yeah. You and John.
Yeah. Let's be the two of us.
Blops.
One well, JP will get it because he buys every video game release.
Yes, he's up to 8 on launch day, I believe.
His job.
He doesn't have a job.
Yeah, it's called student.
Yeah.
You want his lack of...
It's called financial aid.
Yeah, there you go. You want his lack of financial commitment.
Yeah. I mean, Black Ops 2 is a game that's been kind of on my radar a little bit. I mean, the reviews have all been very encouraging. And it looks like it might be... I mean, Black Ops, when it came out 2 years ago, I was like, wow, that actually looks like a Call of Duty game that is mildly interesting to me. And then Black Ops 2, when they first had the reveal about it, that looked even better. And it seems like the reviews coming out say that, yeah, it looks even better.
The only thing that I hesitate is just, you know, I mean, it's basically going to be a port, and I worry if the quality is going to be all there, you know? So I hope there's reviews before Sunday. Otherwise, maybe I'll play it safe and wait and, like, get it the next day or two after we know that it's a well-done port and it's handled well. I mean, when they showed it at that Nintendo Direct event, you know, it looked fine. I mean, it seemed to run well, and all the modes are supposed to be there, so...
I can tell you this much.
The main thing I would be worried about is the online infrastructure, because it's an unknown commodity at this point.
Right.
So
I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, is there going through a Nintendo central server like Xbox Live? I think it is, but who knows? And I think at the end of the day, it's got to hit Activision servers, but if there's some kind of, you know, slowdown somewhere in that chain, it could end up being not good. I mean, it's just because it's such an unknown quantity, and it even makes me feel a little more uneasy that the online features of the system are being patched in at the last second. It makes me feel like something's not going to work right. I feel like a lot of people who live on the West Coast are probably going to be stuck waiting for a day for their Wiis to update. The East Coast, I think, will be fine because we'll all wake up early.
Yeah.
And we'll get on the servers before all the West Coast people are awake. So,
what do you guys think about Assassin's Creed 3?
I heard that it has an off TV play, and now I'm
That's a killer feature for me. I've been slowly playing through the Ezio trilogy on my Xbox, and I just started Brotherhood, and I love it. I mean, I'm really in love with the series at this point, but I never play it because it's too difficult for me to, like, monopolize the TV up there. So, honestly, like, I really wish they would put out the backlog of Assassin's Creed games on Wii U. I'd buy them in a heartbeat.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll put together a collection if Assassin's Creed 3 sells well enough.
I mean,
I'm seeing mixed reviews on this new one, but... I think I'm pretty much in for the count on this series now. I'm really liking it.
It seemed to me that if you like Assassin's Creed, you would probably like Assassin's Creed 3.
For me, I just like Assassin's the setting Creed. Of Assassin's Creed 3 more than any of the other ones.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I definitely like the setting. 2 had a great setter. Well, 2 was just really well put together. It was like a way better open world game than the company that makes supposedly the best open world games. It had really good flow and timing, and the controls felt great, and you cared about the character, and I really enjoyed Assassin's Creed 2, and I haven't gotten too far into Brotherhood or Revelations yet, so we'll see how I feel about the series, but I think the story is really cool, the dual story that the game tells, and I'm excited about Assassin's Creed 3, and the ability to play it off of the TV would be It would be a major deal with me actually putting hours into the game.
For me, this is kind of... I feel like I'm on the other side of this, or I guess on the same side of you guys with Zombie U, where I want it, but I'm probably just going to hold out.
Screw that noise, it's zombies. Andy, you know, you'll be able to plug your Wii U into your bedroom wall outlet and play the thing in bed.
I don't think... I have a tiny house. I don't think I'll even need to go that far.
Okay, it doesn't need to be hooked up to a TV.
It'll be one room over from TV my
play.
Bedroom.
This is one of those times where I'm glad that I have a small apartment, because I should theoretically be able to play the damn thing anywhere I want.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it'll reach the bathroom in my house. Like, it's not a very big house.
Where are the bathroom? Why are you taking the gamepad with you? I've got to beat Mario.
Look, I'm sick of playing Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm in there. I want to play some new Super Mario Brothers U.
Hey, Zach, if I don't get Theater Rhythm for Christmas, you're going to have to send it to me so I can play it finally.
Oh, yeah, it's only got one save file.
No, it doesn't. Because
it does.
Well, then how did I play the review copy for a little bit before I sent it to Nate? And They're like I saved on the.
Oh, it's got two. You're right. Yeah. It's got two. It's got two.
Yay.
Yay.
Unthwarted.
Skylanders Giants. Anyone?
Neil's excited.
For the game that I already beat once and a half times.
Yeah, I don't care.
And we'll play again.
I'm really curious about Skylanders, but I can't put the financial commitment in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't recommend it. I mean, most of mine... most of mine has been, I mean, funded by review copies and stuff like that. And
what I desperately want is a friend who lives close who's really into collecting Skylander figures.
Yeah.
That's what I really borrow them, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is really, if I didn't get, like, the 16 that I got when I got the first one, which is, like, half of that first set when I was reviewing it, I would have never gone as deep as I did. But it was kind of like, well, I'm already halfway there. May as well finish it up.
Just a tip.
I don't know. I see those things at Fred Meyer all the time, and I'm like, $10 for this tiny little thing? Oh, my gosh.
But then it's a new character in the game.
No, I'm just saying it's $10 for that little thing.
You know what's funny? They were all supposed to be $8 at first, but then because of the demand, the price rose.
Oh,
and
my
at,
God.
At Toys R Us, they're more expensive than they are anywhere else, I think.
I think that's par for the course for Toys R Us.
Yeah. No, does this game use that magic portal thing, or can you just throw them on
the
controller?
Yeah, it has to use the magic portal thing, because I believe the RFID... chip technology is slightly different. It's like kind of proprietary in Skylanders.
Yeah, because they need it. I guess they need it to work with everyone, every portal. Yeah. You can't make specific figures only for the Wii U. It kind of just
the Wii U one's going to be for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh God, yes, you know it. They're gonna probably rip Skylanders off the way Skylanders rip Pokemon off.
They could just license Skylanders and make a Skylanders Pokemon game.
I'm very curious to see how NFC is going to kind of factor in to the coming hardware generation. Because, I mean, Wii U has it built in, and I think that Microsoft and Sony would be kind of dumb to not also have it in. And I could see a lot of companies going off the deep end with that in a Rock Band Guitar Hero sort of way.
Oh, Microsoft will just do smart glass. They'll just tap into whatever tablets have NFC.
Guess
it'll
what? I don't
great.
Have a fucking tablet, so fuck you, Microsoft.
I was listening to a Player One podcast, and they're talking about their first impressions of smart glass and how it's really laggy and it keeps disconnecting. It's like, yeah, that's what happens when you don't design the entire system around it and put years behind years of R&D into your technology and just leave whatever's available. Like, more people should be saying things like that.
It's very Apple philosophy. Just
build
the whole thing internally. Don't use anything off the shelf. Make it all custom.
Absolutely.
And then charge a 51% profit on it.
Well, they had to put a lot of money into that R&D.
So I've got just glancing at the rest of the launch games. I've got about four or five games that I think are lower on the radar that I'm interested in. Whether I'll get them at launch, I do not know. Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, because the first one was a pretty fun Mario Kart clone. And this one has five-player multiplayer, because you can play with one person on the gamepad and four people on the TV. And I really enjoyed the first one. It got supplanted when Mario Kart Wii came out. Well, actually, I think it came out after Mario Kart Wii.
It did.
But it was still okay compared to Mario Kart Wii.
Shit, I like that game more than Mario Kart
Wii. Yeah, and Zach
and
I actually, we played it when I visited him in Alaska. And it was a lot of fun. And I forgot how much fun that game was.
Yeah,
I'm interested in Epic Mickey.
Yeah, that was actually that's the next game on the list. In that, I'm very worried about Epic Mickey 2 on Wii U. I think on Wii it'll be better than the first game. So if you were,
I played the Wii U version, and barring one area where there was an exceptional glitch that definitely seemed like, oh, this is a problem that they are clearly aware of. It was in this one area, but. Other than that, it seemed to play fine.
It's been in development since February. Like, the game was... there was a rough working version of the game done before they even started the Wii U port.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've definitely put a lot of work into the game. It seems to survive the port over from, I guess, Xbox or PlayStation or whichever. It sucks that there's no pointer support, because if it had pointer support, it would be the definitive version. Yeah. As it stands, the PlayStation Move version might be the definitive version.
Yeah, actually...
Because it's the only one with motion controls in HD.
They had their Wii and their 360 both broke at New York Comic Con. It was a couple days after the event that you went to, Mike.
Yeah.
So I got to play the PS3 version and check out the Move stuff, and it seemed pretty sharp. And, I mean, the game looks beautiful in HD. The art in this game is its strong suit.
Yeah, it's definitely got really strong art design. So I'm going to wait and see what it looks like on the Wii U. Maybe if they send us a copy, I can review it for the Wii U specifically.
They're still wedging Move support into PS3 games?
Yeah.
I guess so. But, yeah, so it's something I'm interested in. Again, I'm taking a wait-and-see approach with a lot of Wii U games. The only one I know I'm getting for sure is Nintendo Land, and then I might get New Super Mario Brothers. Like, if I can get it for free, yes, but if not, I might get it. My birthday is 2 weeks after this thing comes out.
Hey, so mine's a week later.
I can kind of not buy things and get them anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so
real quick question. All right. Does the gamepad itself have a pointer sensor in there?
No.
So there's no pointer with the gamepad itself. You have to use the remote. Just checking.
It's
got the
gyroscope and shit, but no pointer.
Okay.
So my other two games, well, I guess there's Madden, which I sold my copy of Xbox 360 new Madden to get the Wii U one, because even though it doesn't have the Infinity Engine, which after playing the demo of Madden on Wii U, I realized, man, the Infinity Engine is kind of dumb. And for those who don't know, they added a new, like, tackling stuff that's supposed to be, like, more, like, random and stuff, and not like, pre-canned animations, not like when, you know, a defender wraps his arms around a running back, and then it just goes into the same canned animation with the Infinity Engine. It goes in all these, you know, infinite possibilities, hence Infinity Engine.
Ooh.
However, when I played it, mostly just stupid shit would happen, where it's just, like, one guy falls over another one, and then he's levitating in the air for 5 minutes, and then he finally gets up. and nice. Then I realized when I played Madden on Wii U, I mean, I just played like a half of a game, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is almost better. and the gamepad stuff seems really, really fun. Also, I need to host the Josh Max versus Billy Brown Madden rematch at an EA event last month. They played each other Madden, both not really knowing their ass from their elbow when it comes to football. And apparently they need to have a rematch, and we're probably going to film it, and it's going to be awesome.
Is that the game Madden with four innings?
Hmm?
Yes. Yeah. You're thinking of the right game, Zach. It's got the two goalposts and the hoop.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
does the Wii U version of Madden have like the online franchise stuff?
Yes.
Oh, thank Christ.
I think the only thing that there's like one other, I think, oh, it's missing Ultimate Team, which is like the stuff with the cards and you pay money for.
Who cares?
Like, it doesn't really matter. Some people are into
online
it.
Online franchise is the only way to play Madden. Just like online dynasty is the only way to play NCAA. Like once that feature became standard, nothing else mattered. Like
I don't know. This is the first time I've had online in like an online franchise in Madden, because I've been, you know, Wii exclusive for a while with that series, and on the 360 I wasn't really too impressed with it, because it's the kind of stuff where like if you have that online stuff and then the servers were wonky for the first week, so then I'd start this franchise, get into it, and go to play a game, and I couldn't play it because the servers were down. So after that, I just played offline.
Well,
franchises.
Okay. Well, server problems notwithstanding, you can't deny how awesome it would be if you and I were able to coexist in a dynasty.
Dude, if we can get an NWR thing, I mean, we were kind of trying on 360, except for Danny Bivens didn't have Xbox Live, and I think it would have just been like me, JP, and another guy, and we would have been the Browns, the Raiders, and the Packers, and we probably wouldn't have played each other anyway.
For like 2 years. I'm seriously considering not re-upping Xbox Live in January.
I haven't re-upped. I re-upped it to watch college football this year, and then ESPN went and like took basically everything off of ESPN3. So I only paid for a 3-month subscription, so I'm not renewing it. I usually only pay for it during college football season, but it's not worth the money anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, college football is not really worth the money anyway, so.
I'm going to murder you, Zach.
Burn in hell.
Guys,
tell
I
that
got
to
a
Cam
scoot.
Newton.
Oh, okay.
I got a scoot. I really do have a party to get to. I want to get there around 6:30. I'll be
well,
late
dude,
anyway.
Do you have any closing thoughts about the Wii U then that you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, I'll be sitting. The Fred Meyer on Diamond. You went there, Neil.
Oh yeah.
Are
they done with the construction?
They're finally done with construction.
Cool.
But they don't really have a place where people can line up outside. So I'm wondering, because my friend Drew told me that for the Halo 4 launch, they just let everyone in. Everyone just stood around inside and drank.
In the heat.
In the heat. and drank Mountain Dew.
Until the, and they ate Doritos?
Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
And they probably ate Doritos. Jeff Knightley was there, actually.
Jeff Keighley,
sorry. But hopefully that's what they do. But if that's not the case, if they make me sit outside, I'm going to get a camp chair. I got all my Arctic gear. It snowed yesterday. I have a propane heater with two propane tanks. I'm going to be fucking set. I'm going to be taking pictures and maybe interviewing people with my little recorder.
I will be waiting outside in a long-sleeved jacket in Florida in like 55
degrees. So I was talking to my brother about possibly camping for Wii U if we could find a place to do it. And he lost power for like a week because of the hurricane. And of course, the day he bought a generator, he got power back. But like we were talking about it, and he's just like, well, if it's cold, fucking A, I got this generator, don't have anything to do with it right now. nice. But yeah, I guess, Zach, have fun, and we'll be in touch, sir.
Shit, yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Will? What about stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
That should be sending you Darksiders 2 in like a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm only going to get Nintendo Land and maybe for my birthday ask for Mario and maybe Assassin's Creed, but the one I'm really excited about is Mighty Switch Force HD.
It might be a launch game. I think by the time you guys all hear this, we will know the Wii U eShop launch games. And a Little Inferno is a lock. And I think...
Tank!
No, that's not an eShop game, dude. That's what makes it bad.
No, I thought it was a digitally distributed game.
Nope. It is a retail packaged game that's...
Oh, my God.
I think it's retailing for $50. but I think Little Inferno and Chasing Aurora are both launch games. Chasing Aurora is by the guys who made And Yet It Moves. And it looks like there's like some cool like hide-and-seek stuff going on with the gamepad and people with Wii remotes, and there's birds, and it seems fun.
Do they spell seek with two I's?
No.
No.
Well, Zach Miller, everybody.
Hey, I'll be here all night. Except not, I'm going to leave. I will.
Bye, Zach.
I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you next after we all have Wii U's.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, bye. Ah, the Wii. My first interaction with the Wii will always be special to me. Sitting outside of Fred Meyer in the cold on November 18th, 2006. Finally going inside at midnight, buying one, coming out, first guy, held the Wii aloft, everybody cheered. From there, it's been a rocky road. There were certainly more highs than lows, I'm happy to say. I'm sad to say that the thing has gathered dust for the last 2 years. It survives only on Virtual Console and WiiWare, games that I never finished, and that Zelda game I'll never play. Yeah. But I do love all the games I have for it. Some of the best games of this last generation have been on the Wii, and I love the little box. So, hell, I bought two of them. Goodbye, Wii. It's been fun. I will surely play you again in one form or another. Okay, bye.
Hey, Wii, I'm sorry. I know we have been having a good time playing Kirby's Dream Collection, and I know I said Skyward Sword was my favorite Zelda game, but there's this new system. When you first came out, you looked okay, but did you see the Zelda E3 Wii U demo video? I mean, really, this new system, it has an HD Mario game. I want to stay friends, I'll still play your games, but from now on, this will be a strictly platonic relationship. It worked fine with my DS when the 3DS came out. Well, before I sold it. And it will work well with you. There will always be a place in my heart for you. Remember that, Wii. From your friend, Zach Kaplan.
I was going to ask Neil, could you just explain what goes on in that game? What? Because all the trailers
Little
I
Inferno?
Watched, nothing seems to make sense.
Oh, I have no fucking idea. I just know that the guy's behind it, and I've talked to some people that I know that have like played the game, and they're like, it's real good. And I asked them what it's about, and they're like, you'll have to wait to find out. I'm like, what the really? It's coming out in a week, guys.
I mean, World of Goo was amazing. So
and it's also, what's his name? One of the guys who worked on Hatsworth is working on Kyle Gray. Yeah. So the other two games that are kind of on my radar are Tekken Tag Tournament 2 and Scribble Knots Unlimited. Tekken Tag Tournament 2 is just, I mean, I every now and then I get have a lot of fun with a 2D fighting game like that, or I guess technically it's a 3D fighting game. And all the little Nintendo touches and the costumes seems really fun and ridiculous. And everything that I've heard about this game is that it's like the best version of Tekken Tag Tournament 2, like by far. And that seems really fun. And then Scribble Knots Unlimited.
If I had someone to play it with, I'd be down with that. But
maybe there's online. I don't know.
There
should be.
On a fighting on a fighting game, it's never works that well.
Scribble Knots Unlimited just kind of looks like what I wish the game was the whole time and didn't really know it. Because it makes it more of that communal experience that made it so fun playing it at E3 and showing it to friends when I first got the first one, where, you know, you can have the kind of stuff where it's just like, you know, one person with the gamepad inputting stuff while like the other people can take control of objects and like fight each other. I highly recommend watching the Giant Bomb Quick Look, because it really highlights what I think will be really fun about this game. And in that quick look, they barely progress through any of the game. So, like, there's still all those fun puzzles that you can solve, but it's just, like, screwing around in that environment is so much fun. And I think that if you make it more of, like, a local multiplayer experience where, you know, you can have one person with the gamepad and then four people just, you know, screwing around controlling objects, like, that could be very, very fun.
Neil, you forgot in one game in Nintendo's launch lineup. Well, I guess I don't know if it's launch day. We Fit You.
Well, that's not coming out until like March. It's a launch window game. Spring 2013 in Japan. I actually think We Fit You is going to be awesome, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I got the first one, and I was like, yeah, I'm excited, and I used it for like a month.
I got into some very, very ridiculous ski competition stuff with the first
See, I didn't have anyone to really play it with, so...
I mean, at first, like, I was like, oh, it's going to be cool. Like, I'll do the yoga and the stretches and shit, and that'll be fun. And I barely did that, and I would just, you know, hang out with my friends, and we'd be like, all right, who's going to get the highest score in ski tonight?
The yoga was actually my favorite part.
If I jump in the room where I have my Wii U, where my Wii U will sit, I will knock all the things off of the walls. It is upstairs in an old house. So there will be no jumping on balance boards in my house, sadly.
Well, maybe you can just play off the gamepad and you can set it up downstairs.
I don't know if it'll stretch to my downstairs or not. I kind of hope it does, but...
If it's the floor, if it's the room right below your TV, it might.
Yeah, but that's a spare bedroom.
Because it's 25 feet, right?
That's what they say. Yeah.
But they say like it can depend on what surface.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it would depend. There would obviously be some interference from
if
the
it's
walls
like brick or, you know, yeah.
I'm kind of hoping it'll work in most of my house, but it remains to be seen.
Oh, shit, I forgot about
it. It might depend on what side of my living room downstairs I'm sitting in.
What did you say,
I
Neil?
I totally forgot about Shrine 2.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't even... What is this? I've heard of this Shrine game, but I don't know what it is.
It's a 2D platforming... I guess it's not really an action game, but it's sort of it's a 2D side scroller.
You know Lost
where
Vikings?
With...
Yes,
like that.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Oh shit!
Like
no,
that.
But it's like physics based.
I was just realizing that one of the reasons I'm not excited about getting many Wii U games is that Epic Mickey 3DS and the Adventure Time game both come out like the Tuesday after Wii U.
Well, Epic Mickey 3DS comes out the same fucking days as Wii U.
That's right, but I won't get it until Monday at least because I got it from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trine 2 is gorgeous, by the way. Trine 2 is one of those games that they put a lot of work into the 2D visuals. So if you appreciate a good, gorgeous 2D side-scroller, it'll be for you.
I may get it then, since, you know, I'll be interested in the eShop.
Will there be a demo?
There might be. I mean...
I'm also interested in the deluxe digital promotion package.
Yes,
I mean,
me too.
If you do the math on it, it should pay for itself easily.
Oh, yeah.
So...
That, to me, is the single biggest advantage of the deluxe bundle.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing before at these people who are like, well, I want Nintendo Land, but I don't want the black console, so I'm going to buy the white console and Nintendo Land. It's like, that is weird. Like, okay, first of all, you get Nintendo Land, even if it was just with Nintendo Land, you get it for $10 less if you buy it with the deluxe package. And then not only that, but you're also getting much more system space, especially now that we know how much space the operating system takes up.
Yeah,
that the basic set is only going to have like 3 gigabytes of available space on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you know, for that $50 extra, you're getting a $60 video game and
space.
A reasonable actual amount of storage.
Actual usable space.
Yeah. and then also 10% off all the shit you buy online for 2 years. Like
that. And the system stand.
And the system stand.
looks drop dead sexy.
It's like, it's the cheapest thing. I love how Wii came with this really nice one, and it even had that clear circle you stuck on the bottom of it to make sure it didn't accidentally be tipped over. And this one is just like, here's two pieces of plastic, whatever.
Snap them into the bottom.
Snap.
You know, it's funny with the... That was good, Neil. It's funny with that Nintendo Direct video, like last week or whatever, when Iwata put those gloves on before unpacking the deluxe model, I just like, oh, Iwata's just being kind of quirky and funny. And then now that like we know about how this thing's a fingerprint, now we know it's like a fingerprint magnet.
That's why he was
wearing gloves. Yeah, he wore the gloves so you didn't see fingerprints all over when he took it out of the box.
Yeah, I guess there'll be fingerprints on my gamepad. I don't really give a shit, honestly. Like, who cares? The white one's gonna collect dust and dirt, so.
I think if I could get the deluxe one white, I would, but I don't care.
Just buy
that
white
much.
Accessories.
Yeah, it's just sort of a weird omission on their part. I mean, they had to have known that that's not ideal. I mean, why didn't they just go with a matte surface? I don't know.
At least on the controller. Who cares what the console is? You know,
definitely.
Touch it, so
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just buy white. I'm just gonna buy white accessories.
Yeah. Are they making white Pro controllers, or are they just black?
Yes. No, they're making white ones.
There are white ones. Yeah, I'll probably get a white Pro controller then. So, we've got some listener mail here that we got about the Wii launch. If we want to go through that real quick, if you guys were done talking about the games you're going to get on day one.
Let's do it.
Go for it.
All right. This one is from our fan and friend, Wilson Robinson. He says, hey guys, so there's only one more week of school separating me and from the Nintendo Wii U and a plethora of launch games, and I'm excited, really excited. My Wii U dreams have begun, and I'm constantly picturing myself on launch day. I have a constant feeling of excitement that I really only get on Christmas Eve, and it's awesome. I know you've done a segment like this a while back, but I was wondering if any of you who weren't on that episode could share some of your best midnight launch stories. Also, what are your launch plans for Wii U? Anyway, thanks for reading my letter, and I'm so freaking excited. Wilson Robinson. So I think we kind of talked about launch plans so far. Does anyone have a particular midnight story? I think most of us were probably on that when we talked about that.
Yeah, I know I've told mine.
My Wii midnight launch was a freaking fiasco. My favorite band at the time was... like this tiny, tiny outfit who doesn't tour that much, but they happened to be playing a show in the Iowa town where I live on the Saturday before launch. And I wasn't going to miss it. There's no way in hell I was going to miss it. So I went to the show.
What was the band?
That's a little band called Bishop Allen out of New York.
Okay. I've never heard of them.
they've achieved a little bit of notoriety because they had the most prominent sound on the Nick and Nora's Infinite soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
They were playing a show in Des Moines at like 8:30, and my plan had been to just go right from the show to Walmart, but that was before I kind of realized how crazy launch night was going to be. I assumed that there would be a line, and hopefully I wouldn't be at the end of it. So I called Walmart kind of on the way out the door to just get a feel for when I should get there, and I was told that it was like 7 p.m., and I was told that, no, we've been out of space in our line since like 5. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I see. So after the show was over, I called all the other Walmarts and heard a similar story, and then I called one that's in a small town called Newton, Iowa, 45 minutes from Des Moines, and they said they had 22 systems. No, they had 20 systems, and they still had about 8 spots in line. So I drove 45 minutes after the show to this town called Newton, Iowa, and I got there, and I was the 22nd person to get to Walmart and wait in line. But I decided, you know, it's entirely possible someone in this line could end up not buying one. Maybe their credit card gets declined. It is Walmart after all. So I decided, and I think it was actually my wife, or girlfriend at the time, who insisted that, hey, look, we're here. Let's just wait it out and see what happens. Maybe they've got more than they've said. Maybe someone can't buy one, or, you know, you never know. So I waited. They gave us tickets, and we went and got some pie at Village Inn and came back. And sure enough, they had 20 systems for 20 people, and we ended up driving back at 2 in the morning with no Wii.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
I was in kind of the same situation. Well, sorry, I'll let you finish your story.
Well, we drove by Best Buy and Target on the way home just to see what the lines looked like there. And, you know, there was like – 30 people camped out at Best Buy, probably 20 or 30 people camped out at Target as well, and I had read on a forum somewhere that Best Buys in Iowa were getting 80 at launch. So I was like, well, this looks like a pretty good bet. So I decided to get up at like 4:45, like two and a half hours later, and go wait in line at Best Buy. And I was the first person to get there since the people who were literally camping out all night had stopped coming. So it actually worked out pretty well, and I ended up getting a system at launch. It was a really long day, though. That's all I got.
I think I told mine, but I didn't wait out at midnight. I just went, like, honestly, about a week before launch and reserved it at GameStop. We found a GameStop, like, one town over that was like, oh, yeah, like, we've got plenty of reserves left. You can go and do that. No midnight launch, but you can just come get it the next day. So I did that. I got the call that weekend from Reggie letting me know that my pre-order at GameStop would be ready and I could go pick it up on Sunday and all this stuff. That was pretty great. Kept that on my voicemail for a long time. And then, Sunday we got up at around 9 and we just rolled to the GameStop and there were about 5 other people there, in the store just picking up their Wiis. I was probably in and out in about 10 minutes. Very, very simple. I don't know why it worked out that way. Everyone else has, like, hellish stories about getting a Wii, but...
Mine wasn't hellish. It was just, when I had gotten mine, we were like, oh, well, we'll drive by Walmart and, you know, at, like, 10 o'clock and see if we can get in line, because I thought, you know what, it's not going to be as bad as everyone says it is. We drive past Walmart, and they're like, yeah, no fucking way. Like, in the same situation as Andy, we're like, oh, no, our line has been full since, like this afternoon. So then we drive down the street to Target, and Target's like, yeah, we got them, but, you know, we close at, like, 10 and we don't reopen until like 7 or 8 or something. So we're like, all right, we'll camp out in front of Target. And it was like, it was during one of like Florida's freak cold snaps. There's like 2 or 3 weeks a year where it gets like as cold as it does up north. It never really snows because it's too humid, but, and it's always too, well, I guess it's always too dry when it gets that cold. But we waited in line in like 30 something degree weather, which I guess isn't that cold. It's as cold as it gets in the north in the daytime. Yeah. So we waited overnight in sleeping bags
late
in
late March.
I remember it being colder when I lived up there, but
it hovers around zero most of the time up here.
Well, yeah, where I was from in New Jersey, it would get into like probably the teens and the 20s overnight. So. But it was like it was like a degree or two like above freezing. It was like mid 30s. Which is really cold for Floridians. They say your blood thins out when you've been down here long enough. It's a colloquial term. I don't think it really thins out, but you definitely lose your cold resistance for sure. So I shivered in a sleeping bag in 30-something degree weather in Florida to get my Wii. But I was first in line, and I bought up all the fucking accessories.
That was the hardest thing to find for me was extra Wii emotes.
I heard that was going to be a problem. So I bought. An extra Wii remote, and then two nunchuck. Well, no, an extra remote, an extra nunchuck, and then two classic controllers. And those things were really hard to come by for months.
Yeah, they were.
All of them. So I was very glad that I had I might have even bought four controllers, now that I think about it, only with two with nunchucks. But yeah, I bought out basically all the accessories. I think, like, the people in, like the first 5 people in line got accessories, and then no one else got any.
Oh, jeez. What about you, Neil? What was yours like?
My Wii launch story was I planned it out because I dealt with the Xbox 360 the year before, which people don't remember this, but the 360 was pretty damn, well, I guess people probably do, but I feel like with the Wii U launch, people don't really remember that the 360 was really damn hard to find for a while, too.
Yeah.
But I camped twice for the 360. First, I went with my brother in front of a Target. We got there at, like, 3 in the morning. It was raining a little bit, so that sucked, but we had umbrellas and, you know, waited there for a couple hours and got our systems and went home. And then a friend of mine convinced me, because he was trying to get one, I guess 2 or 3 weeks later, there was, like, one day where more shipments were coming out. But this one was a lot more lively, still overnight, but it just seemed like people were more animated, probably because it wasn't raining. And, like, I remember, like, throwing a football around in the parking lot. It was a little better weather, so that was kind of fun.
You know what I just realized? This is the first console launch where, like, people are going to have, like, iPhones and iPads and all this shit. Like, waiting in line is going to be a cinch this time. I'll just, like, rent a movie on iTunes, and or 2 movies on iTunes, even, and there's, like, 4 hours of my night just watching movies.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, and then my Wii experience was, I waited online with a couple friends for a long time, didn't really fuck around. I think at Target we were probably like like 10th through 15th in line or something like that, got there the night before. Somebody bought Risk at the Walmart because the Target was already closed by the time we decided that, hey, we should play some Risk. we'd have runs to the Denny's, and one of my friend's younger brother was there to get the system for him and his brother. And we almost left him at the Denny's, and he hit on Lauren, who I had only been dating for like 2 weeks at this point.
Oh, jeez.
And then you killed him.
Yeah, and now he's dead. He's still alive.
But we had people making Taco Bell runs, too. At the Walmart when I was waiting for my GameCube, there was a Taco Bell in the parking lot. So people would make Taco Bell runs for people, and it was
Your guys' launch story sound more like when I waited in line for Phantom Menace tickets.
But I was going to ask you guys. I feel like a lot of people are very, very worried that this thing is going to be not available for months. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find one. Nintendo has said that they intend to have a better supply than they had for the Wii, which was the best-selling Nintendo console at launch, at least, by like a good margin, actually. But do you think a lot of this paranoia is just because no one could get a Wii and people
are
just automatically
assume? Are you goading someone into make a comment about like RFN had for the Wii launch?
Oh, Johnny Metz, notorious comment? Yeah. You'll be able to walk into a store and buy one on launch day.
Well, to be fair, that was Nintendo's fault. They're the ones who like made ridiculous claims about their supply.
Nintendo dropped the ball, two years later, they were like, oh, shit.
Well, better that than Sony, who was like, you can't even find a PlayStation 3 on shelves. And then, like, the guys from Penny Arcade were, like, taking pictures at various stores of just PlayStation 3 stacked.
No, I think you'll be able to get a Wii U after Christmas, no problem. I think it'll be in short supply for the holidays, but...
Yeah, I think by the end of the year, there should be a Wii U in your town somewhere that you can buy. Maybe not at the first store you go to.
In the same way that Mike was talking about how, like, this is the first, you know, major console launch with iPods and all that jazz... I think that there will be some benefit to the fact that I think the, like, when new systems will be coming out will be more recognized. So you'll probably see stuff like, you know, probably once a week there will be a Wii U shipment and it will be publicized.
Yeah, the word will get out there. I mean, I guess it always kind of got out there on NeoGAF or something, but it'll be very easy to aggregate it. And Nintendo would be wise to try and help people if they do end up in a situation where they're hard to find. Though I feel like we may just be in the situation where you show up, they don't have one, they put your name down, and then they get another shipment next week and they call.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, well, they did that for Wii also, but the problem is that the next shipment would have, like, three Wiis in it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the problem, is that there was just not much.
But hopefully they've learned a lot.
That's basically what GameStop's doing.
Yeah, that is basically what GameStop's doing. Yeah, hopefully Nintendo's learned a lot from the Wii launch, and that even if they're not, you know, even if their supply is only slightly better... I don't think the demand is going to be absolutely insane like it was. Like, we hit that Tickle Me Elmo Tamagotchi level of, like, everyone on the fucking planet is trying to find one of these things.
I feel like it didn't really hit that level of penetration into the mass market the first 6 months, though. Did it really?
I think it did. You couldn't find one.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Well, I know you couldn't find one, but... I don't know that you couldn't find one specifically because of the Oprah effect quite that soon. I think the Oprah effect kept it off store shelves for the second year it was out, from like through like the holiday season 2007. But I feel like it was mostly supply issues that kept it off the shelves from like launch through maybe April or May.
Yeah, and that fact that the supply issues made it so whenever they came in, people were fucking waiting for them.
Yeah. I think the supply issues contributed to the buzz that kept it off store shelves for even longer, for one.
Yeah, but I suppose
that's I don't really remember the thing having quite that level of, like, the Ellen Show pervasiveness until maybe at least 4 to 5 months after it came out. Like, because I remember showing my friends and family the thing at, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they thought it was interesting, but they didn't have that, like, intense curiosity about it until... maybe a year later, when suddenly they're like, hey, I remember seeing that thing was on Ellen last week. That's neat.
Let's move on to our next question here. It's a bit more of a tech question, but I think it's pretty easy to solve here. From Joe Stuckey, it looks like. He says, I would like to know if I can use the HDMI cable that comes with the Wii U for video and use the AV cable that came with my Wii for sound. My HDTV does not even have an HDMI port. I have a DVI port, though, so I'm hoping I can get an adapter for HDMI to DVI, but that will only work for video.
That's confusing to me.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But I wouldn't count on it.
I would suggest the better route is probably get... Well, if you have component, just the thing's going to use support component cables, so just get component cables.
Just get a component cable.
I know you're paranoid that it's not going to be as crisp as the HDMI, but you're not going to be able to fucking tell.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well,
you're
you might be able to tell, but from HDMI to DVI, I don't know what that does to the quality. Like, that must...
Yeah, I don't know.
Somewhat.
And don't you,
know,
think you need
think.
A special, like, aren't HDMI DVI converters very expensive because they have to decode the signal?
That's what I was thinking. You'd think that for that price, they'd come with an audio jack as well.
But yeah, I don't think your Wii U will be able to split the signal. When you put an HDMI cable, it's going to say, okay, we're doing HDMI, which is just going to bundle the video and the audio together.
I will say that the PlayStation 3 will do that. The PS3 will do that.
Does it? You can set HDMI for video and then... Because it has digital out, doesn't it? So you can set digital out for the audio, I used
an AV cable for the audio and an HDMI for the video because for the first... The first little bit, well, you know, maybe you're right. I'm trying to think. There was a time when my TV had a broken HDMI port where it would work for video but not audio. So I used the HDMI for video, but I did the AV out cables for audio. So if the PS3 did it in 2006.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the Wii U will do it. But Sony is more likely to include that kind of a thing because they're a technology company more than they're a video company.
Whereas Nintendo, yeah, I could see it just being analog. It's one choice or the other.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't count on it, but it's
entirely possible. And it's the kind of thing no one's going to know until you try it out and post on NeoGAF.
Right. And if it doesn't work, I would just use component for the time being until you get a TV with HDMI.
You know what, though? I'm actually really curious if it works. So when you find out, write us back and let us know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. All right. One more email here. Let's do this one. Let's see. This is reader Hey, It's Me. He says, hey guys, a question for you. Exactly. A question for you. We haven't heard much about the near-field communication on Wii U, which probably won't be relevant until next year. What do you think it will do for games coming out in the future? How do you think developers will use this feature? Another note. I seriously can't wait for the Wii U. All aboard the hype train.
Hype train!
Honestly, I think most developers won't use it. There will be a couple of games like Skylanders-esque games that use it, but... I don't see it having a ton of gaming applications, really. I mean, I know Skylanders is a big success, but I don't see it being a pervasive feature. I mean, do you guys?
I think the thing is that, like, you could see it be kind of like a peripheral thing to a lot of games. Like, I mean, Activision people have kind of been like, oh, you could probably work that into Call of Duty or a Spider-Man game or something like that. But I don't think it'll be... like the entire game, like Skylanders is, and I think you'll see a lot of developers and publishers try to like experiment with a little bit, like the Rayman video we saw. But you're not going to see games like Skylanders, or at least not as many of them, because that's a sizable risk. Because you're basically being like, okay, people are going to shell out already more money for this game, and then they're going to pay even more money.
I'm not super familiar with the way NFC works, but what kind of chip does it need to read? Could you put
it's
it into
a radio
like a
signal,
card?
I think.
Yeah.
Could you put it
yeah.
in like a playing card?
They use it for inventory in Walmart, basically, and a lot of big box stores. It can be as small as a sticker. I mean, if you've ever here's a good example. The university I work at, all of our cards, like our ID cards, have a RFID thing inside of them, and you can just walk up to a vending machine. All you have to do is touch the card to the front of the vending machine, and it pulls up your account and like says, "Oh, now you have a $3 credit on this machine," and then you buy what you want, and then whatever's left on the credit, it just bounces back to the card.
There could be like some sort of like maybe a Pokemon, or maybe not even Pokemon, but like a playing, like a trading card game, where all the cards have NFC chips on them, and you can play online using the Wii U NFC.
I believe that is a damn near surefire product that will come out at some point. I don't know if it'll necessarily be Pokemon, but it seems like it probably would be.
Kind of like an Eye of Judgment camera.
Do kids still play Pokemon cards like fucking psychopaths?
They still sell them at Target. They've got to be.
Are they still like a huge deal though?
big, but I think it's still
if this
insane.
Had come out when Pokemon cards got big the first time, it would have been massive. Yeah. I mean, it would have made Skylanders look like a drop in the bucket.
This would be like Pokemon Stadium, but for card games.
They released a Pokemon card game Game Boy game, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They could just do another one of those and put it on the eShop. Sell specific cards to, you know, use the NFC reader.
Maybe we'll see the rebirth of the maybe we'll see the rebirth of like the e-reader cards, you know, like with
Sky, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're going. Go ahead.
How about a Smash Brothers card game?
Oh, you know Sakurai's going to use it. That dude uses every fucking feature on every.
I mean, like an actual card game that you play with, like a collectible card game you play that's based on Nintendo franchises that has the same sort of like. Everyone's battling everyone feel a Smash Brothers, but it's a card game, and you can play it online with Wii U. As a board game junkie, that kind of thing, like, just pretty much gave me goosebumps.
It would be cool if Nintendo Land supported it, and then with, like, every game you pre-ordered, you could get, like, a little trophy or something to put on your, you know, Wii U gamepad and get something in Nintendo Land or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure Sakurai will use it. I mean,
yeah,
Kid Icarus already had cards that came with it that you could implement in the game. You know, like, why is
it? And did absolutely nothing. It was the most useless feature in any game ever. Right.
I
put it in.
So many, like, man, I forgot what the currency is in that. Was it the hearts? Yeah, I got so many damn hearts. And now I have a bunch of cards. If anyone wants them.
It kind of dawns on me. This is like the built-in e-reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Way better.
Yeah. So we can play Ice Climbers, I guess is what I'm saying.
And those extra Mario levels.
Yeah, we could. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's weird that it's built in, but we don't... Nothing.
It's surprising
it
to me that it's built into the system and it's not like... it's not in any game. It seems like there was no feature on the 3DS that like... It's here, but no one's using it. Like, Nintendo had basically every feature covered with something or other, even if it was like the camera app or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very weird for them to put a feature in a system and then not support it at all. It makes me feel like there's a chance that NFC just is a non-starter and never gets used.
Yep.
By anyone. It'll maybe gets used by like two or three first-party games. Those don't take off, and then no one ever uses it again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Pessimism!
Maybe you can attach like something to your chest, and then you put the gamepad up to your chest, and it tells you your heart rate and stuff. It'll be a rebirth of the vitality.
That would be really
sensor.
Useful, actually. You could put a little, like a Nike Fuel Band or something kind of thing
exactly.
on yourself.
Yeah,
and that could use NFC and just download your data, or a pedometer, you know, a Wii Fit pedometer. you just put it on there, and it pulls your data over.
There you go. All right, well, that's it for mail. I guess that's pretty much everything for this segment. Yeah. I know you gotta get to the staff meeting. I got a text from Lauren. She was on her way home.
Yes.
I guess we won't get that checked to you on the air.
Well, it was when you guys were talking about the tech stuff, Lauren got home.
Oh, okay, great. Well, there you go. You got my Chicago Blackhawks check.
Hopefully there will be hockey. Thank you guys so much.
No problem.
Still kind of in shock.
You deserve it.
Yeah, and it wasn't just us. When you get to that staff meeting, I mean, virtually every staff member participated.
Shit.
So, yeah, just thank everyone. And I started a new email thread
if you haven't
checked yet. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah, you deserve it. So you can be happy on Saturday night or Sunday morning like the rest of us. So there you go. All right. As for everyone else, enjoy Wii U. Hopefully you're listening to this standing in line at launch. And keep tuned in. We might do something special maybe after launch, a day or two.
We might.
Possibly.
We might. There's
something.
A chance.
We'll see. All right. Well, I guess that'll do it, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool.
See Adios.
Ya. Bye. Yeah.
Goodbye, Nintendo Wii. Though I love you. Best of all, the press my mind, you viciously. Couldn't wait to watch you fall. They called you a gimmick. Didn't want to get tired when they played. Said that you would gather dust and they made fun of your name. And it seemed to me you lived this gent like a whale in the wind. Never knowing what to do about your third party situation.
A lot of seniors own you, but they don't love you like I do. Your wedge was burned down long before the legend.